Higher mortgage rates and skyrocketing rents have fueled the nation's housing crisis. In states like Iowa, rural communities deal with the same market issues, but they point to existing efforts as a blueprint to increase access. In the past decade, housing growth in rural areas was roughly 3%, which is far below suburban areas. In Iowa's Humboldt County, Alyssa O'Connor heads the County Development Association. She says over the years, they've established programs to help smaller towns in their area counteract housing shortages.
We do have a very successful building trades program where we utilize the high school students to construct new or renovate existing homes.
She says they've also purchased land to spur development in subdivisions. But groups tracking these efforts say not all areas have equal resources and that detailed planning is needed to see what fits. Rising construction costs are seen as another barrier to building more homes in rural settings. Jonathan Holodick of the Center for Rural Affairs says small communities also may not have as many contractors available for new development. But in his view, that shouldn't stop local leaders from being proactive. He notes the remote work movement is adding to competition for residents.
This is a moment where people are interested in living in a rural area, and the community needs to do what it can to attract them. You need to have housing stock, and you need to have a good broadband. And if you combine that with good schools and a good quality of life, you're going to be in a really good spot.
There are existing government programs towns can use to help increase their housing stock and attract developers. But Sarah Barron of the Johnson County Affordable Housing Coalition says a lot of federal assistance often goes to large cities, leaving a local funding gap.
Some of that can be funded by local and county governments, but especially for rural, smaller communities, it really requires that state investment.
I'm Mike Moen reporting. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.